Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kim on a whim.
It's kind of crazy to think that June already starts on Sunday.
Wow.
May, which is one of my favorite months, just flew by. That's how it works. The months that we want to go by really quickly, like January and February, they move along like molasses. And then the great months like May, you know, just you blink and it's over.
Gone.
Yeah. Well, you know, the start of June means we're about to start seeing pride flags everywhere. It is Pride Month, June. And I was just reporting this morning how St. Louis County Executive Sam Page will be out at, I guess it's Memorial Park at 9 o'clock this morning with some other county employees to start displaying pride flags.
Today?
Today.
But it didn't start till Sunday.
Well, I guess the ceremony is today.
Is it a month and a half?
Well, no, we're only a couple days out from June.
I know.
They have to make sure the flags are up before. And I mean, remember, Mark, when we were driving... obviously, our studio is downtown St. Louis, and we would see the Pride flag. I think it was raised up higher than the American flag.
It was last year. You're right. It was above. I think it was it was above the city flag. I can't remember.
I don't remember, but I do recall it being the top flag and thinking that was an interesting choice. And it'll. I'm curious to see what happens now under Kara Spencer's leadership. Because that, yeah, I feel the same way.
It's coming.
That would have been under Tashara Jones.
those two people are cut from the same cloth when it comes to politics and, you know, having to support any movement that comes along. I mean, it's just crazy. Why do you need a month for that recognition? Mm-hmm. What's wrong with a day?
You know, I have friends, and I would agree with this. I mean, my son's only two, but I have friends who love taking their kids to the library. And so many of these public libraries across our community will just plaster it all over the place. And it makes you feel like if you don't want your kids exposed to that, that you can't take your...
Right.
They've actually made the decision they will not take their kids to the public libraries for the month of June just because they don't want their kids exposed to that.
I think it's a fair point. I don't care what you do in your bedroom, right? I have no control over that. I do have control over how my kids are exposed to it, and that's something that this month completely ignores. This month is about taking the fact that you like to sleep with members of the same sex or people who don't know what sex they are and rub it in the noses of everybody for 30 days. I just don't need that. There's no reason for it. Except to irritate people. I think at the end of the day, that's all it is.
Yeah.
You could call it a celebration if you want. You could celebrate it in one day and then just stop.
It's funny seeing some of the articles from TV stations, not just TV stations, but just media outlets across the country. Now, with the Trump administration in power, here, for example, is a TV station out of New York that says, this is the first line of their article. It says, June is Pride Month and a big celebration is planned in Watertown. Organizers say this year's event will show the community is proud at a time when LGBTQ people are feeling isolated and stigmatized
why is
by
that?
The federal government.
Oh, are they stigmatized? And why is that? Because we don't think men should compete in women's sports. You're stigmatized by that. Tell me one right you've lost since Donald Trump got elected would be my complaint. I'm afraid to drive. I heard this secondhand the other day from a conversation somebody was having who identifies as LGBTQ. Who's afraid to drive in and be pulled over or feels like they're harassed in parts of West St. Louis County because they're gay. Well, really? When is the last time that was an issue? Show me that statistic, please. It's just not a thing anymore. And the fact that you still have to do this for a whole month, and the fact that we put up with it. I wonder if could Trump stop that? Who declared it a month?
Well, there were rumors circulating that Trump had canceled Pride Month, but that has not happened. I'm sure it would still go on. Now, there are changes to some of these celebrations, including St. Louis Pride Fest that's happening in June in St. Louis. So this has been going on for 45 years. Yeah. And for the first time, this annual festival will have an entry fee. They're going to start charging people $10. The parade itself is free, but if you want to attend Pride Fest, it's going to be a $10 entry fee. And organizers are saying, look, we have to do this because some of the major sponsors like Anheuser-Busch, don't you remember? They were pulling back and they were saying, we're not going to be donating this year. And so they lost about $150,000 in sponsorships earlier this year. People were boycotting AB because they were mad that they were discontinuing the
partnership
with Pride Fest.
For AB, that one half of 1% of their drinking population, who's not mostly drinking beer anyway, probably, like Dylan Mulvaney, shouldn't have any big impact on the bottom line, I wouldn't think.
What's also fascinating to me is that the Pride St. Louis president said the money that comes from this ticketing is also going to be used to beef up security and safety at the event. So there's going to be a 6-foot fence that they're going to wrap around the perimeter of the festival grounds, and they're having...
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Supply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
More law enforcement patrol the event.
Because they've been harassed. It's a problem this year, but it wasn't a problem last year. So they're suggesting there will be security issues this year because Donald Trump is president, but there weren't last year.
I guess that's what they're trying to suggest.
If there are threats, name them.
The president of Pride St. Louis says that fencing is not a barrier against us. It's to protect us. We just have to make sure we keep our community safe, and we have to make sure that we can protect our festival grounds at night as well. I guess they're worried that all of us who might have an opposition to what they're doing might go and vandalize everything. Because remember, that happens every year, right? We always, all of us crazies go and do that.
Do you have any evidence at all that I would go anywhere near that celebration? So why do you think, where's the threat coming from?
Has that ever happened?
I just don't get it. I'm aware of. I've been covering this story in this town for 30 years. And I don't ever remember a story of
vandalism.
I don't know. But I can't say vandalism because I do think there were some cars broken into at one of the events one time.
But was that just because you're in the city of St. Louis and they broke into cars? Or was that targeted because people are mad about the LGBTQ celebration?
I don't know. It's a manufactured story is what it is.
Richie on Facebook makes a very good point. Our veterans get a day and they have an entire month. Well, why don't we have Veterans Month? Instead of Mother's Day or Father's Day, why don't we do Father's Month and Mother's Month?
Grass mower month. Why don't we do that one? Right?
What'd you say? Grass mowing?
Grass mower month.
We still stuck
Let's
on this.
Let's identify the person who's mowing grass weekly.
Well, maybe that's something that you could start, Mark. I bet there would be a lot of support for that.
I'm just kidding you. I feel discriminated against. Nobody else in my household will mow the grass, so I have to do it. So,
My husband's doing it now. It wouldn't be a good look. The optics wouldn't be great if my husband had his pregnant wife out there mowing the lawn. But I have done that.
And I'm proud of you for that.
Thank you.
My friend Richie's point, you are absolutely right. Under the last administration, we had people who were allowed to put ropes around statues of Christopher Columbus and drag it to the ground and cancel Christopher Columbus Day and try to replace it with something called Indigenous Peoples Day, which is garbage. One day of the year when you celebrate somebody who played a significant role, you could argue whether or not he was the first to find America, but who played a significant role in the population of what became the greatest country in the history of the world, and yet you want to eliminate that celebration, but you want to force us for 30 straight days to pay attention to LGBTQ-ness, which affects, depending on which statistic you look at, less than 2% of the population of the country.
Mm-hmm.
It's silly season. We've devolved into nonsense in this country. If this is what we do, well, I'm sorry. Take a day, take a weekend if you need to, and then let's move on with it.
I think all of you listening who are at least regular listeners know where I stand on this particular issue. I wouldn't even say, okay, you can't have a festival or you can't have a parade. I wouldn't say that because as a Christian, I mean, we don't have a whole month of celebration, but we should be able to do that if we wanted to. So I'm not even saying that. But it seems like it just goes really overboard. Now, we were talking earlier that story about the new census data that came out that mentioned how St. Louis City led the way in the state for population decline. And you and I have, I think, similar thoughts on why that might be. My initial thing would be, well, crime. People maybe don't like the politics of the city. They don't like leadership or lack thereof. They don't like the fact that they don't feel safe here anymore in many cases. And so maybe that has something to do with the barriers they're putting up. Maybe it's not as much that they're worried that, us conservatives are going to go there and start vandalizing different parts of this festival, whatever tents or something, whatever they have set up. Maybe it's they're worried about the city and the typical crime, like you said, the car's broken into.
It's just hate, Kim. Just admit it. Just embrace the hate. You're hateful because you disagree with somebody getting to spend a whole month celebrating this. I'm sorry. It's just weird. It just gets old. And at least we have the freedom to say that it's old.
Yeah.
And I'll stand by that.
You
I'm
have
sorry.
Your freedom to have your festival and to have an entire month.
But
on the flip side of that, we can speak out against it and say we don't stand for this. And I shouldn't have to worry about taking my son to a public place where my tax dollars are going into it, like, say, the library, and feeling like it's just all over the place. Maybe that's being dramatic, but they do definitely put things out to let everyone know that it's Pride Month. I can hear you typing right now.
I'm Googling something. I feel like Shannon Bream yesterday as we were talking to her, I could hear her typing in the background.
You sound like the lady from The Parent Trap. Remember when she's trying to book the flight for that guy and she's like, hold on, let me see if there's an open flight.
I was so trying loud. To look because I saw the billboard the other day for the Cardinals Pride Night. When is that coming up? Cardinals Pride Night 2025.
Are now, they in the Cardinals' populated. Defense, they do have a Christian night coming up. I think it's either it's June or July.
Friday, June 6th. So this coming
is
next
what
Friday.
Is what
week
Pride?
A week from today is Pride Night at Busch Stadium, just so you know.
Okay, but for those fellow Christians, there is a Christian night at the ballpark, too. And I'm trying to look up when that is. So at least they're having both. I assume that's the Cardinals behind it, and it's not like Joy FM. I mean, I know they're a big part of it, but I don't know if they.
I don't know.
Anyway,
I don't know what you're talking.
Just prepare yourself. To
I don't
see,
recognize other radio stations.
Yeah,
so
I forgot that. Yeah, we don't acknowledge
what
that.
You're talking.
Oh shoot!
Plus, it's a sign of being the worst driver in St. Louis if you have one of those.
Oh come on!
One of those stickers on your car. That's my
Mark,
experience.
I know you brought donuts. Did you also bring some Haterade, or did you already drink that on your way to work today?
I don't know what you're talking about. Speaking of donuts, I think I'll have one. We'll be back in just a minute.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.